Cyrano, and thank you very much to the organizers, OHCHR, UNESCO, and the Permanent Mission of France for bringing us together on this very important topic. Dear Deputy High Commissioner, Excellencies, dear friends and colleagues, I have the honor to deliver this joint statement on behalf of the Group of Friends on the Safety of Journalists in Geneva. We reaffirm our Human Rights Council Resolution 51/9, recognizing the importance of both of freedom of expression and of free, independent, pluralistic, and diverse media, both online and offline, in building and supporting the functioning of inclusive societies and democracies, an informed citizenry, the rule of law, and participation in public affairs, and in holding public institutions and officials accountable, including by exposing corruption. We are deeply concerned by the high rate of lethal and non-lethal attacks against journalists in conflict and crisis zones, and the climate of impunity for perpetrators. According to UNESCO, in 2023, 59% of recorded killings of journalists occurred in countries experiencing conflict, with impunity in cases of violence against journalists remaining high, as 85% of lethal attacks go unpunished. In line with Article 79 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions and UN Security Council Resolution 2222, we recall that journalists, media professionals, and associated personnel engaged in dangerous professional missions in areas of armed conflicts shall be considered as civilians and shall be respected and protected as such. We must ensure that even in critical situations, the vital work of journalists is respected, allowing them to operate in a free and safe environment to guarantee public access to quality information. The dangers facing journalists today extend beyond conflict zones. In light of the numerous elections held this year, journalists were faced with heightened risk of harassment, both online and offline. We are especially concerned about the misuse of legislation and litigation, often through so-called slaps, aimed at obstructing critical journalism. Public and private actors alike often abuse anti-terrorism, cybersecurity, or hate speech laws, coupled with financial or administrative lawsuits, in efforts to exhaust and intimidate journalists. Women journalists are especially vulnerable to these types of harassment, highlighting the need for a gender-responsive approach to address this issue. In times of increasing polarization and disinformation, the right to seek, receive, and impart information, as enshrined in Article 19 of the ICCPR, is crucial to ensure the integrity of democratic processes such as elections. Supporting journalists in this challenging landscape is essential for the resilience of societies around the world, and we reiterate our commitment to create an environment for journalists and media workers to work freely and independently and to end impunity for crimes against them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.